the one that made them dance, the one that purred in their veins like motor oil, the one that made them want brightness, the quiet little flame in each person that made them care about diamonds that are made to catch the light and refract, refract, refract. Fireflies, lightning in the trees, fire on the tongue, in the throat, in the hair, red hot, white hot, color, glow in the dark, neon, blindness, cataracts, solar eclipses bright enough to burn out the irises of their eyes. Life equals heat, and somehow I lost my immediate connection to the past. But they didn't care. They wanted fire, real fire. Funny sparks, silent, slow-burning bliss to cook meat with it and lick off the salt. All analogies, metaphors, syllogisms, similes, lies. And I gave it to them. I balled up my paternity, my loyalties, my freedoms into tiny balls of paper and ash in the palms of my hands.
So this next section is inspired by a song called Stars, which was a big hit back in the day with the Over Underground crowd. And I wanted to take a look at, hence the title of the piece, I wanted to mirror the journey of Prometheus with the journeys of all the people around him, in that they're all actually going through this sort of huge sacrifice once they understand what he gave and what they all have to give now for having this one set of answers, this one new thing, this fire. It opens up 100,000 new things. And that there's sort of this beautiful image of this, in the song of looking up the stars and realizing that they're not so far apart. And this is our interpretation of stars.
Fire is the rapid oxidation of a combustible material releasing heat, light, and various reaction products such as carbon dioxide and water.
My hypothesis deals with the relation between known opposites. Fire and water, they are opposites. Fire and water, they were meant to fall in love, even though they can't stay there, even though they can't not stay.
Maybe what's hard is aiming for intangible things, filching for things with no line or boundary, things that are concepts, things that are chaos, that are reactions rather than molecular structure. I filled 27 measuring cups with river water consecutively. Stealing fire would have been much harder.
After the flame, I sat and watched. I brought stones and threw them in it. I let them burn, and then when I took them out, they blistered my hand. They were indeed hot, but still smooth. Still stones.
I thought I received an answer, but now I only feel 8,000 more questions. All these whys and wheres and hows remind me of the answers I will never find.
Subway stops on winter nights. The roaming people look for something more. Standing in the alleyways and dancing over razor blades. The rain comes down and soaks their cardboard bones.
I did not believe it to be in my hand. Now, the second time, I believed it, but I didn't trust it. I knew it would be the death of me. The third time, I believed it, and I saw past death, and I saw lightness. It danced in my hand, and it showed me its humor. The fourth time, I believed it, I trusted it, and I entrusted it to another. I watched as they held it in their hand, and they did not believe its truth. And then, faith and humor and trust. the lightning became the lightness, and then simply light.
And this this sixth and final section we have to show you is based on a beautiful song called Walking Home. And I wanted to take a look at sort of the stereotype of Prometheus, him on the rock, and sort of this beautiful image of him and one of the people he created going through sort of the same daydream at the same time, and having sort of this beautiful epiphany that life just sort of cycles, and we go through it over and over again, and there's something sort of beautiful about it and horrifying and beautifully scary. So this is Walking Home.
I want to walk.
I want them to move.
Until I hit the spot in my eye where the sun hits the
horizon.
I like
to watch them walk.
To stop there and breathe in all the brightness.
A simple unifying task of getting
light
from one point
without color,
to stare at the
lines the
bodies make against
the
harsh geometry of concrete
faith
under swirls of light. And I cannot help
somewhere
but see the years
in between
they
the
lived,
lost cause,
the malleability of the ground
forward,
they stand on,
and the last pause in falling
the
back.
The impact
they
of
might
bone
just
and muscle
open
and
their eyes.
You have seen without knowing.
And let the air in.
They broke all my tendons,
they
all
broke
the ones
all
that
my
let
limbs
me move, like
all the
energy
things
and
I stood on,
and
like
choice,
tradition.
They ripped them up with speed and education,
intellect,
tales from the past that were not my
and
own.
Faith.
They broke them all, and
they knocked
it
them all down
growth
with time and experience.
And they broke all my bones.
Harsh words
all
that
the ones
can never
in the center,
be taken
like,
back,
like teeth and
they broke
sensation and laughter.
And they called it.
They crushed them all to pieces.
Change.
With excitement and affectation and expectation that fills you all the way up to the brim, they broke them all. And they called it love.
And when I woke up,
all
pieces and shallow parts
spread out
under the morning of myself,
I decided
that I would learn to bend. So that
when they
come
back
and stand on my ribs to pull apart the rest,
they will
not call
it age
or
emancipation
or adulthood.
They
will
call
it
freedom.
Better not let it away. I close my eyes. And if you feel like that, you better not let it away. And if you feel like I do, you better not let it away. Falls around the earth, curving over the edge of the soil, sliding out like food cooked with too much butter. I am stuck in the corner of the world. Someone has stuck me in the corner of the world. I am filled only with the same.
The same hair and teeth.
Same center of the eyes.
Same hands.
I did something, and so someone found it tiresome, and all my chapters end with people.
Who will not stay.
Who disappear.
Into the dust they came from.
Stuck in the corner of the world, I am left to lament and live and relive my something. The something I have done.
And somehow they got longer.
The last time I hoped for darkness, it never fell.
Someone will find it troubling. Someone found it tiresome. And that someone stuck me in the corner of the world. And somehow I became pragmatic. I no longer stay up to see the stars, hoping that people will give me answers.
So I am silent and detached, waiting.
All for the something I have done for some. The something I did for all. I do for all.
So let me just introduce you to everyone that we saw today. You can keep clapping. Mark Evans on keyboards. An original Over Underground member, Andrew Kuchara on drums. Ryan Mulgrew. F. Mike Haney. Ali Stroker. Adam Cochran. Shana Taub. Josh Isaacs. Elise Wojciechowski. Sam Pinkleton, our lovely playwrights, Alyssa Yackley, Jacqueline Backus, Tom Bergeron running everything, my Philly boys, I'm Rob Heller. Thank you so much.
Heller's best work yet. I'd see it again.